Well, Darrell, I guess the first thing that seems to be on the minds of lots of folks these days is the energy market and watching that price of oil continuing to go higher. As you monitor this, Darrell, are you seeing a target for this energy, where it will end up here?
Well, we're into all-time highs here now, so, you know, the targets, any targets that have been, you know, reached before have been surpassed now. Of course, we get estimates from some prominent analysts that we could see $150 crude. This morning we're trading at $130-some dollars a barrel, so I guess with the summer driving season coming on, doesn't seem to be any change in fundamentals here whatsoever. Demand remains strong from other countries outside of North America. Of course, the American dollar going lower, which helps these countries buy crude oil at a lower currency rate because they purchase it with American dollars. So all told here, it looks like we're still in a bull market here, Ray.
It's almost reminiscent of what we saw with our grain and oil seeds into the winter here, just the sharp rise that it's been on. Is it a similar situation, Darrell?
I think similar in the fact that the market's now gone into what we call inverses, where the nearby contracts are starting to trade out at a premium to the more distant months. And that's a very positive, a bullish structure in a market when the nearbys trade premiums. So yes, similar to the grain markets earlier this year. And if you want to go back a long time into the early 1980s, we had such a scenario in the silver market.
So, Darrell, with energy rising so dramatically here, is there any top in sight? I mean, can we see this end anytime soon?
Well, like they always say, it ends when it ends, Ray. So, you know, once you're into new highs, that's almost an impossible thing to project. We didn't think we were going to see wheat prices at $22-some dollars a bushel. Now the new crop contracts, of course, trading around $9. So a very sharp change in price relationships in a very short period of time. So I don't think we can pick a top, but one thing that does look fairly clear here is that we're in for a higher Canadian dollar, and we broke out above the par level again fairly decisively this past week. And as we've discussed in previous reports, this is all becoming quite inflationary, and it would look like we could project higher interest rates down the road.
Just first of all, on that Canadian dollar issue, Darrell, it is rallying again. That is in response to our energy bump here?
Very much so. Of course, Canada is an exporter of things that the world needs right now, so, and energy being one of them. So that energy will be bought with countries, of course, having to purchase Canadian dollars to buy it. So quite bullish for the Canadian dollar, as well as recent statistical reports that were out yesterday that showed leading indicators for Canada being very positive. A little bit looks like a bump, you know, going to happen in inflation here, which, of course, sets the stage for interest rates and the returns to people that are purchasing Canadian financial instruments.
Yeah, we had our inflation report out this morning, and in some cases up substantially. So that sets the tone, does it, Darrell, that these cuts in interest rates won't be around for too long?
I would say that they're going to stall out here, right, particularly if we get, you know, further escalation in energy prices and further indications here of a rise in the core rate of inflation. Now, the core rate of inflation strips out food and energy. But food and energy, of course, are the major inflationary components that are starting to work their way through the economy right now. So I can't see the Bank of Canada continuing to cut rates aggressively, particularly in the more distant or forward curve.
So for our producers and their operating loans, this is the time to be securing those?
Well, operating loans are, you know, of course, short-term money. I would say probably more strategically now is long-term capital debt. We don't have real active long-term markets in debt in Canada, but in the United States they do. The Treasury's in the U.S. 30-year bond, and we're starting to see the 10-year Treasury, which is an actively traded contract, starting to move to lower levels, which is signaling higher rates down the road. If you need any further information, contact Darrell at 1-800-277-9524 or visit the website keystonetrading.com, Market Minute.